It's the Next Gear on podtech.net. My name is Matt Kelly. I'm joined here today by Gordon Plato. He is a designer for Lincoln, and he has got a gorgeous car he wants to tell us all about.
We're very excited about this. This car basically represents the next generation Lincolns. Regardless of the platform or the style of vehicle, it could be a crossover, it could be a SUV, a sedan. You'll see this look start to appear on production vehicles, and this basically is our reference for establishing the brand.
And let's talk about the MKR. It's got a real masculine front appearance to it that just makes a bold statement.
Well, that's part of our DNA is actually to make a bold statement, but also with a hint of muscularity and luxury also. So we kind of call it, it's a four-door coupe because it's got a coupe silhouette, but it's actually got four functional doors and functional seating for four passengers.
It's got a real, almost airline interior in that it's very, very crisp, yet elegant, and just, it takes your breath away in a sense. Well, I really can't give it any more superlative than that. It just takes your breath away.
Yeah, oh, thank you. We had a great team working on this, and part of the idea was to keep the vehicle simple and clean. That's part of the reason why you get the feeling of elegance. We tried to work with lines that never ended. So when you look inside view at the vehicle or when you look inside at some of the chrome trimmings, the lines never end. They always have a place to go. Even on the interior, it's an evolution of what we created on the original Navigator. It's got the two bay kind of pod seating, and it reinforces our exterior grille where it's a split symmetrical grille with a star in the center. You'll see that when the hood opens, you'll see a nice, perfectly symmetrical, balanced twin turbo V6. And the balanced and balance upon center line is represented on the interior also.
It's a concept vehicle.
Strictly a concept vehicle.
What are the chances something like this actually may make it to a showroom floor?
Well, this is strictly a concept vehicle. Underneath the pinnings on this vehicle, though, it's a 6-inch stretch to the Mustang. But this is just the same way, if you remember the Tonka truck from 4 or 5 years ago, that set the brand precedence for the look and appearance of the next generation Super Duties, just like the Iosas did for the European Ford cars. That set the brand precedence and the look of the next generation Fords for Europe. This is going to do the same for the Lincoln brand. This is going to set the precedence and the appearance of the next generation Lincolns.
It's really funny. I mean, in a sense, I get so disappointed sometimes because I see these concept vehicles come out and they just really stimulate me. And then they go into a museum and never see the light of day again. What's going to happen with this vehicle?
Well, here again, it's strictly just a concept vehicle. We'll use it in the studios as styling reference. It'll travel the whole show circuit. It gives us inspiration and it gives us a real clear definition of the brand. And seeing some of the production vehicles in the near future, we'll start having a lot of the character cues that this vehicle has.
One of the things that I really like is the way that the top of the car just slopes down to the hood. It has just this real aerodynamic feel to it that's just sleek.
Right, right. We push the limits on the windscreen. We think we've got American proportions here with the long hood and the cab slightly pushed rearward of the center of the wheels. It gives you a much more dynamic proportion. I think part of that look is part of the never-ending line is if you follow that line all the way around, it continues and comes back on itself. And the other thing we tried to do with the surfaces is make sure the lines were moving in all directions. So no matter what view you're getting of the vehicle, the lines had a motion and they had some movement to them.
Wonderful. Your final thoughts on the release of the MKR concept and Lincoln's place in the automotive industry as it redesigns itself?
we're really excited about this vehicle, and this is going to be the next generation Lincolns. We've had the appearance-wise, we've had several dealers through, and they're very excited about the look, and it's just exciting being part of bringing Lincoln back to the forefront of the premium luxury vehicles.
Gordon Plato, designer for the new Lincoln MKR, a division of Ford Motor Company. A pleasure having you on the podcast.
Thank you.
For the next gear, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.